Okay, Baruch Hashem. So let's start here with Siman Kuf Gimel. Haya Omed Betfila V'yotza Min Reach Milamata. So the Mechaber brings down a person is davening from Nasrei and he lets out gas. So that's obviously inappropriate. You know, sometimes you can't help it. But Mantin Hashiyichla Reach, if you can't help it and it happens, so you wait till the Reach goes away. Chozum Ispal. So you have to wait. You can't daven when you smell the smell of gas. And this is not only true for davening, it's for learning also, that if you let out gas, you're not supposed to be learning when you have that gas in the air. You wait a few seconds till it goes away. The Mechaber continues, Bikesh lotzis menu ruach milmata v'nisar harbe, so if you feel you have an urge, so you try to hold it in. But if you can't, so you should first take four steps backwards with your face still forward. So you let out the gas and because you really can't help yourself, so you take 4 steps back from where you're davening. You let it out. You created me, I'm human. We're nothing. You go back to where you were davening and you continue onward. The minhag today is not to do this.
Only
for an answer, yeah. Well, when you're wearing tefillin, there's an issue wearing tefillin. So the post can bring down that you should try to move the tefillin, you know, off you, like, you know, even if you're not going to take them off, just like, you know, move them out of their place. In Jewish Shmonasra, it's considered more significantly problematic because, you know, you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Fein Melech. So this is what's brought down. We don't do it partially because if you look at the Ramah, it says, V'yishomim to hold the Ma'irim Shmonasra Vesach. It's only if you're a Bichidus. To have a Biyush Kadal, it's very embarrassing to do this. People are going to notice that you're the one who, you know, let out the gas. In Sarach L'Harachi Kol L'Chorof, V'kam Lo Yomar HaRibon, Rak Ma'amtin Ashich L'Mimenu HaReach. So the Rama says, if you're B'Yechidus, you should do this, but with Tzibur, you don't have to. It's very embarrassing. We don't even do a B'Yechidus. It's brought the post can bring down that even B'Yechidus, we hold that, listen, you're Anus, and this is the title of a Hefsek, because maybe it's a Hefsek to say the Ribon HaOlamim. Again, it's the wrong thing to do. You only do it if you mamish can't help yourself. Well, you should try to avoid it. But if you do let out gas, you just wait till the gas dissipates, and then you continue. You don't have to take 4 steps backwards and say the Rabbona Lalim. Some say that after davening, you should say the Rabbona Lalim, but I'm not sure, you know, how prevalent that minhag is. I don't really know. This halacha would apply also for a shlech tzibur, that he, you know, has to try not to let out gas. And if he does, so there's a question, does he have to wait till yichla reach? So Shlomo Zalman argues that kavod abrios, everybody's going to know that the chazan was the one who let out the gas, so he can, continue davening, even though it's not. Okay. Questions, comments?
So if it's not
That's a good point you're making. The chora, the halacha is that if it smells, so during for Talmud Torah we hold that if somebody else let out gas, you can continue learning because that's not your. But for tefillah, we dafka hold you have to wait. So you're saying why is it embarrassing? Everybody has to stop davening. So
or it's time if he didn't, if he just smelled it.
Right. Sam
did it. Someone
put the dirty diaper. Right. Dirty diaper worse because it's zeishal ikker. This is emel ikker. Meaning, but you know, it could be if it's covered, the diaper's covered, so then it's to a machus, it's in liquor. I'm not really sure. Shmuel Zalman says that you don't have to wait. I think it could be the bichlal, and even if somebody else lets out gas, so if this halacha, which is just gas, in liquor, so maybe you can continue the chazar shas, you don't have to stop. Maybe that's pshat. If it's the ishla liquor, so you have to stop. Pardon?
No? Does it apply only for Shmuel Nasrei, or does this also apply?
This specific halacha of taking 4 steps backward and taking the Rosh Olam is only for Shmuel Nasri. There is a general issue that when you're davening, if there's gas, you shouldn't continue davening. You should just wait until the gas dissipates before you continue. Seder? Okay. Weiter. Mitatesh b'tfila. So a person sneezes, milmata simin ra. If he lets out gas, so that it's a simin ra. Milmala, if you sneeze from your nose, it's a simin yafa. Okay, it's supposed to bring down that this is not true. You know, if you have stomach problems, you're letting gas, it's not a simin ra. It's just you have a stomach issue, or if you're sick and you're sneezing, so that's not a simin yafa. It seems like if it's something, you know, that's not regular, and suddenly you sneeze. So then there would be a simin yafa to sneeze and a simin ra little gaz. Okay, I mean, Refin Rashi in the Gemara, it sounds like it's like you cause yourself embarrassment, and that's why it's a simin ra. Okay, say it. Questions, comments?
Why is it
Bratan Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. I don't know. It's an excellent question. You know,
if this is something that's like if it's not talking about like you physically have to what's going to do it,
right?
It's like something like that's unexpected.
Right. Right. There's in the Lublin Shas, I think Rashi there says it says kal, meaning he says that if you like intentionally, let out gas, then it would be a simin kol, because then you're like mufaza the davening, you know, simin ra. But I'm not really sure why. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Simin kuvdal lo yafsik b'tfilos afilu melech yisrael shol b'shlomo. You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't talk to anybody else, even if it's an important person, even if it's a king. A Jewish king. Aval Melech, Ovid Elilin, if there's a Goyish king, you're concerned he might hurt you if you don't, or kill you if you don't answer. You have to have a little katzer, if you can shorten the davening, say the beginning of each bracha and the end of each bracha, so that's better. And if you can't avoid him, if you avoid him, you'll have to speak. If you're stuck, there's a chashash of pikuach nefesh, so then you're allowed to stop your shmoneh esrei. The assumption is the Jewish king is not going to kill you. The Goyish king might kill you. So mela, you have to stop your shmoneh esrei. Now, the isser of hefsek and davening isn't only speaking. It's also, you know, winking or pointing. We learn in Hilchos Kriyas Shema also. You're not supposed to do other things. You shouldn't be pointing or winking during tefillah. Now, if the pointing or winking is going to help your davening, you have a kid who's screaming. So you point to him, you know, to leave, go to the bathroom or whatever, go to your mother. So that would be the right thing to do because you're going to end up being able to daven more kavana. It's right. You shouldn't speak, but you can. The truth is, if the kid is really crying and bothering other people, you can pick him up and leave. And finish davening elsewhere if you're disturbing the tzibur. You know, the easiest thing is, if it works, it's just to point, you know. Sometimes the rabbanim are davening long, and it bothers them if the tzibur is waiting. So they can, like, point with their finger to move on. That would be a remise, that's the tzorech hatfila. Tzorech hatfila, it's mutter. Here in the Beis Medrash, there's it's on the stender of the chazan says, don't wait, so then it solves the problem. Likewise, if you have a suffix in the tefillah, if right yava, you don't remember, you have to go back, you don't have to go back, so you're allowed to go and look up the halacha in the middle of Shana Esrei. And the Mishmura says, not everybody agrees with this, Mishmura says you can even go ask somebody. You can't be in palpel, you can ask somebody in Shaila, that's Mishmura's hachra. Serves a video safe argues with that. But there's certainly Mishaburah's Meikel, Tzorech HaTfila, even Dibur, Tzorech HaTfila, not just Remiza. And this is not only true if it's something that's Ma'akiv. Let's say you forgot the Nusach of Al-Nisim, and you don't have a sitter. You thought you remembered, and in the middle you realize you're about to walk, get a sitter, and say Al-Nisim, even though Al-Nisim is not Ma'akiv. But it's mutter because it's Tzorech HaTfila. In general, we try not to move around while you're davening, but again, if it's necessary, you know, certainly if there's any chashash sakana. I was once in a Beis Medrash, and the fire alarm went off, and they were in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and I had already finished davening. So as soon as it went off, I left. And you know, people come to davening. You know, so again, I don't know. In some places, the fire alarm is going off like every, you know, Monday, Thursday. It's a problem with the, it's a very sensitive alarm. But if it's a, if you don't know that there's a problem with alarms, you shouldn't be mafsik. You should, you know, finish. You should, you know, walk quietly to outside or whatever it is and finish davening there. You know, that's the right thing to do. Again, the eighth of the concert isn't so practical. You know, the eighth of the concert, you can start. Spot down. Theoretically, the concert is also an option. Now, these halachas, as you mentioned, also apply to the chazan equally. The chazan shouldn't be mafsik, shouldn't, you know, be merames. But if it's necessary, like I said, it's mutter. Sometimes, you know, kids ask their father in the middle of davening, you know, they point to Yal V'Yalva, they point to the korbanos, which is sukkos. So my son was, you know, confused which day of Chol Hamoed it was. Every day it's different to Korban Yom. So he asked me in davening, so I can point to him, because I'm sorry, his tefillah, sorry, you know, it disturbs me if he's going to keep asking me, you know, but I want him to know anyway. So that'd be mutter to point. That would be a tzarech atzvila, that would be mutter. The Seder. Weiter. Haya mispal v'derech uvav v'hema okaron kinegda. You're walking on the street, you're davening, and a car is coming towards you. You should walk off the, you can get by the car. Aval v'inyan acher ein lotzis v'mkom adjig mor tfilosa elim kein hu v'taknuni v'shachar tfilosa. All things are equal, you should not move during davening, unless there's a good reason. If you're davening, there's a car coming, so you can move away. They speak about a Kohen who wants to Olo Duchim. He's the Chazan, he can turn around. We try in Chathila not to walk, just to jump around. Or the Chazan and Yom Nerayim. So for Aleinu, they put another stender there, and they move the stender, you know, for Aleinu, and they put it back. So he shouldn't have to, you know, move his feet. He should try to just bow without moving his feet. But if you need to, if you're stuck, you can even move your feet. You're davening Shmoneh Esrei at home, and the phone is ringing. Bothering you, so you can move, and you know you can't answer the phone, but you can hang up. You know, you're davening, and you see tefillin fall on the floor. It bothers you. You see a sefer on the floor. So if it doesn't, if it bothers you, you're allowed to move and pick it up, so you can continue davening.
You go back to your seat, or you have to start.
That's an interesting discussion. So some folks say davening, you should go back. Some people say true, that's where you're davening. That's where the shechina was. Go back. Right, so others who say no, if you go out to look up a sefer, you know what the din is. So continue diving there, unless it's a place where, because it's better not to move. It's better not to move back. I saw different days in that. My idea is that it's probably better not to go back. You know, why should you walk more? You know, but
unless it's, sorry, once you're mastic, just like the verse said over here, that you say to everybody, once you're mastic, you can be
mastic. Right. You could say that. You could say that. That's what the Piskachula says. I think in the Dirshu, I saw somebody says Daf Ganah like that. But, but the Mechaber here writes that if you're in Tachnunim, Shal Achar Tefillah, we call it Lekai Netzor, Tefillah really ends with Sim Shalom, right? The end of Sim Shalom. Barak Tzami Sob Shalom. So if you're in Tefillah, in the Tachnunim, you could move. You could move. Lutzarach mitzvah. So by mincha, when the chazan finishes chazar shatz, he right away says tachnunim. He doesn't take three steps back. I heard the rav was mocked with the chazan should take three steps back, but the minhag of olam is not like that because they assume that it's just tachnunim. You already finished sim shalom, so meila you're allowed to, you know, lutzarach mitzvah to say tach. Say it's more tachnun, and you say tachnun, and then you're going to say kaddish, and you'll say three steps back at the end of kaddish. Was the shalom in Rome? Okay. You know, so for example, if a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're in Eretz Yisrael, we say b'chani every day, and you're in front of the chazan, so you're not going to be b'chal the bracha. So you're not allowed to move back to become b'chal bracha. That's not a legitimate reason. If you're just in the tachnunim, you're ready in the kainin tzor, then you're allowed to move backwards in order to get the bracha of the brikas kohanim. So people call them. Okay. Questions, comments? Noah? Good?
Yeah, there's a classic, like, I would say like a classic example of this. And then my question is, like, is when someone, like they start, Tibor starts Shmon Esrei, and then like somebody's coming in either late or from the bathroom, and like you're obstructing their way. Like, you know, I guess in RBS measures now also, like there's like a very narrow path.
Right.
So is that a legitimate reason that you could move if you not moving prevents a person from
right? If you if you if it bothers you, another example is on Poskim, which I think is the same thing. You know, you're davening long, and the guy in front of you isn't taking three steps back, and he keeps on turning around, like every 10 seconds, looking at you, you know, so it's bothering you. So you can point to him, or you can, like, you know, you can point to him, and you come to the side, or you can, like, move 2 feet away, because it just bothers you. An example you give, like, you're blocking the way, you probably shouldn't be there in the first place, but if you are, and, you know, it's bothering you, then it's bothering them, and they're stuck, so then, well, it's a legitimate reason to move. Can I have any question?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're down in Shmonesrei and they're up to Berachas Tam, are you supposed to stop and listen?
Oh, so we're going to get to that very soon. It's a Machlokas Achronim. The Rosh Hashanah says you should stop, and Eliashiv says you don't have to stop. Different days. What to do?
Like,
I'm a Kohen, so I don't know what people do in the other side. I think many people do stop. I think you do stop. Again, it's not hard to say it's a problem to stop, because you're not, you know, you're just stopping. So it's what's the problem? You know, it's bezayim. You're talking to Kach Baruch, and here you're stopping, but you're stopping for the mitzvah to receive the bracha. Could we tell you an alumnus? There's a shaila. There's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to receive the bracha. So if there's a Sefer Charedim says like the mitzvah on the Yisrael to receive the bracha, then maybe we should stop. You don't say amen. You just stop. You just stop and listen. Pardon? You're saying even if it is a mitzvah, mehechatesi, you're always like a mitzvah, you're talking Kach Baruch. I hear. I'm not sure what the achra is. Let's...
What would you do if you were in the
Seymour? I don't know. I usually, you know, follow Shlomo Zalman in general, you know, but I don't know. Dafka here, you know, that Bini, you know, you're making a good point, you know, even if it is a mitzvah, you know, so is that the time to do a mitzvah? You know, maybe not. I don't know. But after here, I think that maybe we're actually Hashem. I didn't think about it. Right. Kia Shefer, you stop. If you're in the middle of davening and nobody's going to tell you not to stop for Shefer. But I don't think I was going to tell you to stop for Kriyas HaTorah. Right?
That's not going to be.
I think it'll be Kriyas Shefer is part of the Kiyum of your tefillah. Some in Nusach Svar, they say the key is in the middle of davening. You know what I'm saying? So even as Ashkenaz, you're davening long, and the Chazan already got, you know, to shofar, so you do stop, right? So why is that?
The Rav's whole mahalach is that shofar is considered tefila, so
right.
It's not a
hefsek. Right, it's a kiyum of the tefila. Inechanami. Okay, maybe that's the difference. Beseder. Gimel. Afil nachash. If you see a snake, it's not dangerous, so you shouldn't stop. You don't stop to call the police or call the, you know, the snake catcher, but you do stop to go somewhere else. Well, akrav is considered more dangerous. Today, most people don't know the difference between a venomous snake and a non-venomous snake. So you see a snake, you right away, you know, tell everybody, you know, it's something for nefesh. If you live in a moshav and you can tell this is a snake that's, you know, a garden snake and it's not dangerous, that would be halacha. But like I said, for most of us in the city, see a snake, you right away, you know, stop. And you should stop because we don't know. We're not familiar with the exact type of snakes. But there are people who know more about this. Look, if you see a bee would be like the equivalent of what they would call a nachash. You know, a bee, okay, it's, you're not going to, you know, so you can eat davening. You can move, it really bothers you, can move. But you don't, you know, you're not mafsi b'dibur, you see a bee. Again, if you have, you know, anaphylactic allergy to bees, you know, you don't have your EpiPen, so then you can, you know, that's different. Okay, weiter. Dalit. So it depends on the reality. If you see a shore, I was once on a teul in the Golan, and I saw a cow, and I didn't realize, I thought the corns was assuming that it was a shor, not a para. But that's not true. It's just in the farms, they just put like cream on the cow so it doesn't grow the horns. So anyway, I saw a cow. One of my kids was wearing a red shirt. I got really scared. I was like, I learned Baba Kama. You know, I figured like shor, you know, tav, rachike, muad. Anyway, it turns out they told me, no, these cows are very tame. They're very friendly. It's like, you know, nothing to worry about. So if you know the cows are tame, so then you keep on davening. If you're concerned the cows aren't tame, so then you, you move in the middle of davening. Beseder. B'chol mokam sheposek yimshaha kidei ligmur askula chozer l'rosh. So if you stop, again, you're stopping the davening because, the melech is there. We're not talking about speaking. We're speaking, let's say you shah. Let's say, I don't know, there was a fire alarm and you had to leave the building. By the time you left the building, it took you, 6 minutes. So you were on the high floor, it took you 6 minutes to leave. And if you normally dive in Shmoneh Esrei in less than 6 minutes, it's very subjective. Some people dive in 10 minutes, they have more time. If you dive in 3 minutes, you only have 3 minutes. But the imshah k'dei ligmor eskulo, what your personal practice is, chos l'rosh. So then you have to go back to the beginning. So the Mechaber paskins that if you stopped the amount of time you would daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei, right? It takes you 6 minutes to daven, and you have to stop for 6 minutes. So the halacha is your chozer l'rosh. But if you only stopped for 3 minutes, and it takes you 6 minutes to daven, you continue in the place where you stopped. But the first three and the last three brachos are like one section. Each is one section. So if you stop in the middle of the first three, you have to go back to the beginning. So in the last three, you go back to Ritzay. So this is the psak according to the Sfarim. This is Mechaber Paskins.
This is true, even if you got a shayla, you went to a sefer during.
Right, if you went to a sefer during davening, it took you 20 minutes to figure out the answer. So then you would have to go back to the beginning. Right, so that's the psak according to the Sfarim. Now, just a second. The Mr. Brua, though, brings that the Ashkenazim paskin like the Raman Hachas Kriyashma. And we make a distinction between why you stopped. Was it an ones? You know, there was a snake there, an ones. Or it wasn't an ones. And you didn't know the halacha, you went to look up the halacha. That's not an ones. You just didn't know the halacha. So we hold, Ashkenazim hold, that if you stopped because of a snake, taka, this is the halacha. It took you 10 minutes, you ran out to stop because of the snake, so then you would have to start again. It was only 2 minutes, you continue from where you left off. But Ashkenazim paskin, it depends on why you stopped. Was it ones or was it machmas ones? It's machmas ones, this is the halacha. But if it's not machmas ones, so that's not the halacha. That, one second. That, even if it's lo machmas ones, even if shak le kula, you go back to the beginning of the bracha that you're in. And according to Gra, you don't have to go back to the beginning, you just continue where you are. So only if it's machmas ones do we say, well, what I mentioned before, that you have to go back to the beginning of shak le gvar eskul. Okay, so here's the distinction. Even though Mechaber says it, the Rama doesn't argue, he argues in the Kriya Shema, so we assume that that is true for here as well.
What about the first?
So you're asking for Ashkenazi.
That would agree.
No, I think that even the first three brachos, that if you stop just a little bit, you continue, and you don't need to start from the beginning. Right? It's a bit complicated. I think that's the halacha.
Yeah.
Okay. Vav speaks about a similar case, but instead of being mafsik b'wauti, where you spoke. Hadamim shak de'ilumas kula b'kora misha rinan. Imsach b'tfila dino k'dina chazara k'dina ha'afsakos ha'muras b'simen ze. So speaking is the same idea. Hadamim shak de'ilumas kula b'kora misha rinan. That so Says the Mishbura, the Imsach be Emsa Bracha, Sichem Uetis, Afila Imloa Shah, Aidez, Akade Ligmar's Bracha, Kosel Rosh Bracha. Imshach, Aidez Sicha, Akade Ligmar's Kola, Tfila, Rosh of Sofa, Kosel Rosh Tfila. Okay. Okay, and then he says, but that's all. Fimasha be Arnu, the law yet din ze el Besach, Aide Ones, Gona de Onas Felistim, Valimsach Shaloma Ones, Ki Mishkaga, Aide Ezitaos, Oshasavar Shumutter. Okay, so if you go ask somebody what the halacha is, you don't look up the halacha, you ask the halacha. So that would be the halacha as well. Beseder. Zayin, ain't opposed to the Kaddish, lo the Kaddish, for the Kedusha. You don't stop your davening, your private Shmoneh Esrei, even to answer a Kaddish Kedusha, very important parts of davening, meaning Hishrava or Kaddish Kaddish. Ela Yishtok. This is a machlokas Rishonim. Should you just ignore it or should you stop? We pass, you should stop and you're shomek one. It's not a hefsek. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can answer through shomek one, listening to the Heshei Rabba, listening to the Kaddish Kaddosh, and it's not a hefsek. Omer Torah v'tfila v'karula sefer Torah in a posse. You don't go up to get an aliyah, even if they call you to get an aliyah if you're davening in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, when you say you have kavana to hear, what do you hear? So here, the halacha is that for Kedusha, it's Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Shem. Those are the ikra parts of Kedusha, as Machlokas Vayimloch. If you have kavana, try to be yotzi with the chazan. Now, sometimes the chazan doesn't daven very loudly. If it doesn't daven loudly, l'chor, you can't be yotzi with your friend, because he has no kavana to emotes you, unless you told him before davening or something. But ideally, the chazan should daven out loud, and he should say Kaddish Kaddish loudly so the people who are still in Shmoneh Esrei can hear and be yotzei to Shmoneh Esrei. When it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Kaddish, you should have Kavana for Yeheshmi Rabba and for the Omein after Adam Miran Ba'alma Vim Ramein. Right? Those are the Iker parts of Kaddish. You should have Kavana to be yotzei at those points. Yeheshmi Rabba. And end of Chatzik Kaddish, Amid and Chatzik Kaddish. Other Amids are not Iker, and therefore you shouldn't stop for them.
The Shliach Tzibor, like on a standard, like Shacharis or Mincha, need to have in mind that he's going to be motzi people who are going to daven long?
I think it's understood that the Shliach Tzibor is there for the Tzibor, so he doesn't have to have specific Kavana. You know, if he wants to be motzi a person who's not daven at all, you know, maybe you should tell them before. But for this, I don't know. There's a discussion by Shem Elokeichem Emes that the Chazan should have Kavana to be mashlim the tables. There's the idea of having 248 words in Kriyashma. They're missing three. So the Chazan says, Shem Elokeichem Emes, so the Chazan's supposed to have Kavana. There, it's brought down explicitly that if he doesn't have Kavana, it doesn't work. But it could be Shmoneh Esrei, you know, saying Kedusha for the Tzibur. So Mamela, you know, it's implicit, I think. But I'm not really sure.
It's like part of the job.
Yeah, it's part of the job description. Yeah, exactly. That's what I would think. Now, if a person mistakenly answered Kedusha, answered Kaddish, real Shmoneh Esrei, he didn't know that he was supposed to, you know, just listen. So that's like a Niyah B'Shogeg. So, since it's because of a shogeg, you just continue. If he knew it was awesome, he did it anyway, that would be, you know, the Mishmur in Chavteh says that, you know, if you sach b'mezid, then you have to be chozer l'rosh ha'tfila. But again, we some folks can hold him b'mezid, you're not chozer l'rosh ha'tfila. So, l'chara safek, brachos, and l'hak.
Didn't
Mishmur
say b'shogeg you'd have to go back to the beginning of the bracha?
There's a question, beginning of the bracha or continue? There's a machlokas, I think the bra. Which we're reading in Chavtes? Second. Reim Saber Mutle.
Avim Sach Shalei
Lain Eskim Veshegi by Deitikos. Which Saber Shumut Afil Shalei Lain Eskim Veshegi. So you're saying you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Yeah, there's a shalei with that. You're right. There he says that. You're right. Okay. Later. Ches, Amakar Shesiyeh, Shmoneh Esrei, Brachos, Konam L'Kanei Tzoyokal, Anos Kedusha, B'Kaddish, U'Barachos. Sometimes the person is davening long, but he's saying Tachnunim at the end of davening, personal B'Kashos. So the Chazan got to Kedusha. So if he can answer at that point. He can answer at that point. Now, if he says Yulurotzon, he can answer just about anything. If he didn't say Yulurotzon, so he can answer Yeheshmi Rabba, he can answer the Amin of the Amira and the Alma. But he shouldn't answer the other things. Some people have a minhag to right away say Yulurotzon at the beginning, right after. And others say Yulurotzon only at the end, different minhagim. So if you say Yulurotzon at the beginning, you can answer everything. If you say Yulurotzon at the end, then you should, the things that you would have in Shmoneh Esrei listened to, here you can answer. But you shouldn't answer other things. Again, you can answer Baruch Hu. Sorry. Second.
Isn't Shmuel saying, he says here that you said Yulurotzon.
Right, if you said Yulurotzon, then you can even say Baruch Hu, and you can even say, Amen Takal Kodesh, Shema Tefila. Shouldn't answer Amen for stam things that are not connected. You can answer Amen for Birkas Kohanim. A lot of details here. I'm not going to go into detail, but you're. Now, there's an interesting discussion. A person forgot Yalav Yov. So the halacha is, if you want Oker Raglav, you can go back to it saying. So, should he answer Kadosh Kadosh? So Shlomo Zalman says, if he answers Kadosh Kadosh, that proves that he's effectively ended davening. So then in this case, he shouldn't answer Kadosh Kadosh. He should just listen to Kadosh Kadosh. Because if he answers, the Gilgamesh he finished. And the whole point of that you can go back to the text, you weren't Oker Raglav and you didn't finish. So it's interesting, chap. Discussion of the Achronim, that's Achronim Shlomo Zalman. He shouldn't say. Once you finish davening, you just don't take three steps back, because let's say somebody behind you is still davening, so you don't want to go into the Tzad Amos. So then the halacha is you really can continue davening, with other things. You can say Asherah, Baal Tzion, etc. Because you effectively ended davening.
That's what I was saying, Yos HaShalom, or you say...
You've said, you don't say Yos HaShalom because you didn't take three steps back. But you say the second Yulurotzon, or the only one if you say one, so then you effectively end davening. And then, you can continue saying other things. You shouldn't talk to people, but you're able to daven. Seder. Moving on to Simon Kuf Hey. Mispao shte tfilo zuach arzu tzarech lahan hamtin bein zu zu kedei hiloch arba amos. This isn't so relevant. Most of us don't usually daven again. But if you, let's say, have tashlumen, you forgot mincha, you're davening marav twice. So after you finish the first marav, you want to have a Shmoneh Esrei again for Mincha, you have to wait a few seconds. There's the Adaitim Yusheva, so it's part of the Lashon Tchina. It's also not given for the Chazan. The Chazan is people are pressuring him to start. He just finished, he takes a long time. They start waving at him. So he has to wait 3-4 seconds, and then he starts Chazar Sashas. He shouldn't finish his private Shmoneh Esrei and right away run into it. Usually with the Yulurotzon, that gives you 3-4 seconds, because it's a few seconds after you say Oseh Shalom. So if you say Yulurotzon, so that gives you the few seconds anyway.
What if you forgot Yalav Yavo?
If you forgot Yalav Yavo and you took three steps back, so you have to daven again. So I saw a discussion about that. Pardon?
It wasn't
Shmoneh Esrei. No, it was Shmoneh Esrei. You weren't Yotze because you have to say Amen Amora, but I think. It's not a discussion about it. I'm trying to see if I have it here in my notes. I think the halacha would be that you would have to wait. Yeah, but I don't remember. If you forgot Shmoneh Esrei, if you Yalav Yavo and you're going back to let's say, well, then it's Pashut. Right. I have over here my notes, not like that. It says over here, Siyem Hatzkila, Lo Akaraglov. Now that's Pashas also Lahavsi. You're asking if it's Akaraglov, can you go back and right away remember? I think you have to wait. Beseder. Let's see if we can get another Simon here. Simon Kurvav. Call up Turim Kriyashma, Turim Mitzvila. Call Shachai Vikriyashma, Chai Vitzvila. So the Rebbe's chayim in Kriya Shema is chayim in Tefillah. The Chaver mentioned earlier, Shulchan Aruch is chayim in Kriya Shema. So people who are helping by levaya, even though they're part of the chayim in tefila, they're part of the tefila. The important halacha, women are chayim in tefila. It's a constant mitzvah. Again, we daven three times a day. But, you know, I mean, a Torah, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to daven once a day. Uktanim shehigiyu v'chinuch chayavim l'chanachim. You have to v'chanach ktanim in tefillah, even though by Kriya Shema, it's hard for them. They're not up late at night. It's hard for them in the morning. So maybe there's no chiyuv chinuch shiloh over there, if that's true. But some learn there's no chiyuv chinuch by Kriya Shema. By tefillah, there's a chiyuv chinuch. Okay. So this issue of the status of women is a big issue. But just before we get to that, in terms of Malavis and Mace, so Tzvila is Drabanan. So they weren't Machayev, they were Machayev Kriyash, but not Tzvila. It's also harder to do it. Tzvila thinks you have to stand there. It's not something you can do, you know, sitting down. In terms of women, so there's a big Machlokas Aposkim. If women are chayiv in davening. Many poskim assume that women are chayiv. But they bring down that the minhag was women didn't daven. Women were very busy with children, and women were terudos, and therefore they didn't daven. And some try to justify that minhag, and others say, no, they should daven. Like I said, there's a machlokes rishonim, tefillah is d'oraisa, d'rabbanan. According to the Ramban, tefillah is d'rabbanan, unless it's maybe a tzara. And then there's specific times to daven. So if it's specific times, maybe you say it's Zman Grama. Still, the Mishavura says that since it's Rachami, women are Chayav. So the Mishavura says that women are Chayav Ikar Adin. He thinks the Chayin Ikar, women are Chayav to daven, and that's certainly the minhag in many, many velts. Dafka in some more Chassidish velts, women don't daven. It could be they also have a ton of kids, so you know they have the sort of terudos. The psur of terudos only applies when you're takatarot, you know, a woman who just got married isn't terudos. You know, a woman whose kids already are married and out of the house wouldn't have that psur. In terms of mariv, there are different deyas. General minhag is a woman daven twice a day, shakras mincha, not mariv. And the assumption is that mariv is really a rishus. We accept it as chova, but men accept it as chova, not women. There are achronim who write that women should have a marav too. Achash Shulchan assumes that way. The Rav is makbid that women should have a marav. It's rachami, so we accepted marav as chova, so merely should also have a marav. But I think the minhag is that women daven twice a day. I saw Rosh Hashanah brings down that he thinks the minhag is a woman daven once a day, not like Mishra Berurah. So they're really big range. Never once, twice, or three times. It's certainly, you know, important that we try to allow women to daven. You know, husband should take the kids. You know, how long is daven shachris? You can daven shachris, you know, 15 minutes. You know, Baruch Shomar, Asher Yishtavach, you know, Birkas Kriyas Shema Shmona Esrei. You can take it, women can daven 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's not something that's so difficult to carve out that amount of time, again, for most people. But if she doesn't have the time for that, so the idea of Kabbalah's Omach Mishmaim, saying Shema, and saying Gal Yisrael, and Shmona Esrei, that would be Shema, Yitzchir, Yisrael, Yisraim, Kal Yisrael, and Shmona Esrei, that would be, you know, the bare minimum. Again, not the bare minimum, but that would be, that's what Mishra Berurah recommends. I was bothered by the fact that they say Kal Yisrael, it doesn't start with Baruch. The reason the Birchas Kriya Shema doesn't start with Baruch, that Baruch is because it's the Baruch Smuch al Chavarta. Yotze Or starts with Baruch, then you continue to the second bracha, and it's, you know, it's always Smuch al Chavarta. So how can a woman just say Shema and then Yatsi V'Nachon and then just say Gal Yisrael? It doesn't start with Baruch. I'm just wondering. Nobody seems to mention that as a problem. But okay, the Mishra Berurah says that's what they should say. They should say Shema. They say the last of Birchas Kriya Shema. Again, the recommendation of the modern posting is that women should daven the whole thing. They should do it again. They could skip some of Zimra, but they should try to daven, you know, properly if they can. At the very least, though, if they can't, they should, you know, say Kriya Shema and then say the last of Birchas Kriya Shema, Emes V'Yatziv, with Kol Yisrael, Salmich Kulu Tfilah, and say Shema Asrei. That you can probably do in 10 minutes. You know, it doesn't take very long. Okay. Like I said, the minhag in Europe, many places was not, the women didn't daven, many of them were illiterate. So the question is, how are the yotzei tefillah? Tefillah is derais, and they're chayiv in tefillah, so maybe, how are the yotzei? So some of the chronim break down that they say tchinas, and they yotzei through modahani, and they yotzei through other tchinas. And the assumption is that that, you know, can fulfill the chiyuv of tefillah. You know, it could be there's a structure of shevach, bakash, avoda. Modahani doesn't have that structure. So some of the chronim are, you know, claim that, what do you mean they say modahani? That's enough. But other tchinas do have that structure. Some of the tchinas have that structure, so. Okay. The Zayder, like I said, they're very
good.
Yeah.
Pardon? If women are chayavot in tefillah, does that also mean that they wouldn't be able to eat or drink and have all the other
restrictions? Oh, excellent. So because we assume a women are chayav, so before they eat and drink in the morning, they should say some tchinos. They should say, you know, Mizbor Shir Chanukah Sabayis Davi. They should say part of davening in order to be yotzei tefillah d'oraisa, and then they can eat. That's what some of the posts point out. You're 100% right now. Seder. There is a discussion if a woman missed davening, she davened tashlumin. A woman usually davens mincha. She didn't daven mincha. So she doesn't usually daven marav. So Chayav not tashlumin if she doesn't have marav. So some of them say it's true she's not chayav, but she could if she wants to. And others say no, she shouldn't. You know, again, to what extent do we want people to daven if they don't have to? If we're worried they may not have proper kavana, etc. But lechora, it's probably good that people are davening more. That's what I would assume.
So she could just do one marav.
She should do. Meaning,
she's never davened
marav. If she davens marav, then lechora she could daven a second time. She doesn't have to. But if she never davens Mariv, so then Lachara, she should only daven one Mariv. Right? I don't think she should daven two Marivs. I'm not sure. That's the question. Lachara, how can, I don't know. I mean, you could say that she can decide to be chayav for herself the Mariv and do Tashlumin, potentially. I'm not sure. So like I said, the minhag is that women also are mekabel olam chol shamayim, even though technically she's potter for kriya shema, but they try to do that as well, and they try to dive. In terms of musaf, there's a machlokes of women, musaf our minhag is a woman try to dive musaf as well, and certainly yom yirayim, but even on Shabbos. In terms of halal, so the chayim lel seder, yes, question.
You can't do that, because it's not like the tefillah after
it. Right.
She didn't also accept herself chakra, so then she
missed
that one too.
The question is, could she mechayer herself in marav? And then do tashlumin for mincha. She doesn't need to do that much. Yeah. Certainly you can't do tashlumin and shachris for mincha. That's certainly true. 100% right. In terms of halal, so halal seder, she's certainly chayiv in. Halal and Hanukkah is a machlokas. If afein hayubos ones, you know, it's a chayiv near Hanukkah. The chayiv also in halal. Many post assume they're not. The Shevet Levi assumes they are chayiv. But on Rosh Chodesh, the minhag is women try to say halal as well. Okay, in terms of ketanim, so I mentioned, Chaver says he's trying to mechanech ketanim, but again, in terms of zechila, it's hard for kids to daven on Shabbos morning without eating breakfast. So if it's hard for them, so you feed them before you go to shul. You know, it's hard for some adults, you know, if they're within vachola. So teenagers, let's say, if the kid, you know, doesn't want to go to daven, he doesn't eat breakfast, so he's within vachola. So then you're allowed to eat before davening. Gimel, just try to finish this. Or Beis, Mishnah Taras, Umnaso, Kigon Rashbi, Vechaveirav, Mafsik, Le Kriyashma, Velo Tzvila, Velo Anu, Mafsikin, Bein, Le Kriyashma, Velo. So theoretically, people who are Mamish call Kulam Torah, so then they don't have to daven, they just have to stop for Kriyashma. But we don't have nobody like that today. The imlomid acherim in a posei k'moshen yisbayer. We do have a situation where you're teaching. If you're teaching and you know zvan tefila is coming, you missed mincha, whatever, you've krata mincha, and you're the shir is coming to shkia. So if you're giving a shir to other people, So you don't have to daven. You're osik b'mitzvah. V'im ein ha'sha uveres, yish l'shov sadayim l'ispal, v'kar kriyashma, ino posik klal. Okay. So, like I said, this din of Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't really apply today. Usually, even if you're giving a shir, you can try to, you know, stop the shir, start the shir a few minutes later. It's usually not such an issue. But theoretically, that would be a fiddle Torah deravim. It's better to miss davening, not that fiddle Torah deravim.
The Mishnah Brura's comment on Kigon Rashbi is a little funny, because he says, Dehem lo hayu oskim klal b'malachtam, ve'im avaklim b'lmudam afilu rega, anush mafsikim d'vrei Torah l'malachtenu, kol shekin shnafsik
l'tfila. Right.
It seems like if Torah is your, like, Torah to Munato, it doesn't mean, like, if you're mamish learning in a Blesh Yeshiva, like, 24-7, so then you wouldn't be mafsik. But it's like, if you're a kolal guy, and all you do is learn, that's like mashmar from Mishnah Brura.
Yeah, the Chachamim didn't assume that way. They assume that, you know, a person today who's Torah to Munato, you know, also goes on vacation, and also, you know, reads the news. If you read the news, you also have to daven. If you're not going to read the news, you're not going to do anything, then you don't have to daven. Pardon?
I guess I should stop reading the news.
Okay, I hear. The Seder.